The spokesperson for Rocky Mountain Power, Dave Eskelson, says the original intention to install the new transmission lines is being reconsidered by officials.
Well, we're working with Heber Valley Light and Power. They're the lead project manager of that because they need a new delivery point in the Heber Valley. We've faced, some significant questions about whether that's really needed. So we're working with elected officials there on some alternative proposals. They wanted some estimates of underground costs. So we're just working through the process there.
Eskelson says there are just two supply lines into the Heber Valley, and that's not enough to ensure service to the area if one line goes down.
Well, it's mostly what the Heber Valley community needs. Right now, there are two feeds into Rocky Mountain Power customers in the Heber Valley, and also that includes Heber Valley Light and Power. If either one of those supply lines goes down for any reason, the other one, the one alone, is not sufficient to supply the entire valley. And that's a particular concern in the winter months.
Eskelson says Rocky Mountain Power needs to complete the supply loop to serve their customers on the Wasatch Front in the event that one of the two current power lines is compromised.
Heber's needs are a little bit different, but related. They need another delivery point for transmission to serve their customers. And until those additions are in place, that area does not have the same kind of reliability that most of our other customers enjoy.
Power interruption from wind, storms, and fires can disrupt above-ground power lines, but overall, Eskelson says the service is not necessarily better when lines are buried.
Underground service presents its own reliability issues. For transmission, if you bury transmission, generally it's a vital enough concern that you have to make it redundant, which greatly amplifies the costs. And also underground service, when something does go wrong, it usually takes much longer to fix. That's why most transmission of the voltage that we're talking about is constructed overhead.
The Heber Light and Power Board continues to work with Rocky Mountain Power to look for transmission and reliability solutions for the region overall. Overhead power lines cost about $1.2 million a mile. Buried power lines cost up to $4.5 million per mile. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.